Hi there, this is Nivi from Venture Hacks.
And Naval from Venture Hacks.
And we're going to talk about how to close an angel round, how to put together an angel round, or in other words, how to herd a motley crew of angel investors and turn those meetings that you're getting into money in the bank. And I think we're going to start off by talking about mass syndication, which is an approach that I think more entrepreneurs should be taking to close their angel rounds. I think entrepreneurs make two typical mistakes when they're doing an angel round, and they come from what they've read online about how to close a VC round. So there are two things. One, they don't name drop enough. They don't mention who else is interested. Two, I guess more importantly, they're looking for a lead, which you don't necessarily need in an angel round. And when you put those two together and combine them with a term sheet that you essentially write yourself, you've got a new way to close an angel round, which we call mass syndication, which I've done personally. And Naval, maybe you can talk about how often you see that happening or you don't see that happening or whatever.
It happens fairly often these days, especially the Y Combinator companies, which are well-trained by Paul Graham and crew, will exercise mass syndication a lot. So they take the standard term sheet that they've been given, and they go out and they do a rolling close of various convertible notes. And it generally works pretty well. The keys are you have to set the terms and the valuation very, very reasonably. In fact, you have to probably price slightly below market, because otherwise the angels don't trust you, then they want a lead who's done the due diligence. You have to work with people that you have warm intros with. You have to name drop like crazy, and you have to create forcing functions to get the round to close. You can't give people all the time in the world.
Right. So let's dig into all that stuff. So first off, I think you want to start with a term sheet that you've generated yourself.
I think it's even better to have a term sheet that comes with someone else's authority attached. So it could be one that Wilson Sonsini has put up. It could be one that Y Combinator has put up. It could be one that Founder Institute has put up or Founders Fund has put up. But it's just better to start with a widely accepted circulated term sheet where you can point to and say, you know, dozens of other startups have used this term sheet. It's not new.
Yeah, and then there's the new Series Seed documents from Andreessen Horowitz and Ted Wang and other investors, which we haven't reviewed, by the way, at least I haven't.
Yeah, we're not endorsing any particular set.
Yeah, so I would look at the term sheet first, and I kind of find that a lot of entrepreneurs that I talk to have not really studied the terms that they're signing on to enough, and like they end up using the authority of, oh, it's a Y Combinator Series AA doc, so we're going to use it because everybody else is you use it. I think there's some wisdom in that. At the same time, I really want to understand what I'm signing. I mean, the things that I look for personally in a seed stage term sheet are if you're going to do convertible debt, there's going to be a cap on the conversion price. In the event of an early acquisition, you're probably going to use that same cap to give the investors a non-participating liquidation preference.
Yeah.
You want, if the debt matures before the company is acquired or does another round, you want the equity, the debt to convert into common or preferred stock, and that's at the company's behest.
Yeah.
And I like to have a majority or supermajority of the investors should be able to amend the documents.
Have to vote, have to approve any amendment of the document.
Yeah, they can approve an amendment of the document. So you don't need everybody's approval to make some change,
right,
to extend the maturity date or whatever, or to increase the amount of debt you can raise. Off the top of my head, that's kind of...
Yeah, what's equally interesting, what's usually not in a seed or angel syndication round, what you don't have is you don't have a minimum raise requirement. You don't have usually a board seat or board structure. You often have vesting, but because the company is still controlled by the founders, the vesting is more of a prenup agreement between the founders than it is anything to do with the investors. But generally, you want to keep it very simple.
No option pool, really.
There can be. Actually, I would say that there usually should be.
Okay.
Because you don't want a situation where an investor starts reading the documents, finds out there's no option pool, and therefore it doesn't feel like your valuation is properly represented. Because these days in the market, people are used to seeing an option pool.
Okay. And yeah, with the board seat thing, I think too many seed stage companies probably have board seats, especially if there is a VC involved in the round. You know, if you want some normative leverage on that, you can go to Mark Andreessen's blog, where they write essentially that we don't think most seed stage companies should have investors on their board of directors, right?
Yeah, it absolutely depends on what stage the company's at and how much money you're raising. If you're raising $1 million from institutional investors, you're actually really doing more of a mini VC round than a seed round, so you are going to have a board seat at least, although you probably won't give up board control. On the other hand, if you're raising $250,000 spread across 10 investors, then you don't need to have a board seat, although you may want to have an external board member just to help resolve any founder issues that come up and to get some good advice.
This isn't intended to be a comprehensive discussion of term sheets for seed stage companies, but it's a good start. So I think that's our best advice on the first step, which is generating a term sheet. And you should be able to, when you go into a meeting with any of the prospective seed investors you have, to essentially rattle off the major terms in that term sheet. And I guess the only thing I would add to what Naval said earlier is he described it as maybe the price is below market. I sometimes describe it as price to move. So you want a price where there should be no discussion around the price that you're putting forward. And we've got an article actually that you should look up. It's called something along the lines of how do I set the valuation on a seed round? Let me look it up right now.
Yeah, valuation is a very difficult topic, especially when the entrepreneur is trying to do it themselves. They invariably get it wrong, and usually it's too high. You just want to talk to somebody who has a lot of data points in the market and can give you those data points.
Right. So you need the market data, and then check out this article we have. It's called How Do We Set the Valuation for a Seed Round? Okay, so at this point, you've generated the term sheet. We're going to assume that you've got some meetings lined up, and we'll get back to this topic of how do I get some meetings, but let's assume you've got some meetings lined up. You do the meeting. How do I bring up a discussion of the terms?
I think if the investor is interested as a final step, they're going to ask you. They're going to say, what are the terms, or who's in the round, or they'll ask you, give me some details about the financing. And that's when you basically say, so-and-so is committed to invest. We have a couple of people looking at it. We're hoping to close by such and such date, or we're going to close by such and such date. There's X dollars available, and it's a convertible note, and it's capped at a valuation of X and a discount of Y. So you can just throw the terms out. You can be pretty straightforward with most angels. If you want to be a little more subtle, you can say we're raising X and we're selling no more than Y percent of the company. But I feel that with most angels, you can just be direct and say the cap is whatever it is and just give the number.
Yeah, if they don't bring it up, you should just have a slide that says financing at the end of the presentation, right?
Yeah.
And you tell them exactly what Naval said. You drop the names, and we'll get back into the specifics of exactly how you drop the names. And you discuss the terms, and you discuss them in a way that shows how investor-friendly they are, right? And how sane they are, and frankly, there really should be no room for discussion on them. Not that there's no room, just there's no need, because the valuation is priced to move, and there's a lot of good investor protections, which the only ones they really care about are...
Oh, the suspense. Please don't shoot the messenger, but that is the end of the 10-slide preview of Naveen Naval's conversation on how to close an angel round. Of course, there's all sorts of invaluable advice packed into the remaining 30 minutes or so that you haven't heard yet. Naveen and Naval are going to touch on a wide range of angel-related topics, about 30 more topics, I believe. Everything from using advisors to get your foot in the door, how to find advisors, what angels look for in an investment, what they don't want to see, what they do want to see, getting introductions to angel investors, finding angels for idea investments, pitching incubators, and a whole lot more to help you seal the deal on your angel funding round. So if you're eager to get that started and listen to the entire interview, all you have to do is head on over to venturehacks.com/startup list and get yourself registered there. And don't forget, over on VentureHacks, there's all kinds of interesting articles and great advice for your startup. So browse around. For venturehacks.com, I'm Trent. Thanks for listening.